deceptions. Welcome to the Owen Schroyer.
All right, that was a very important hour here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm kind of going to give you my reaction to this, and then we'll take calls on it. I'll put out the number now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Your reactions to that Flynn interview, or if you want to talk about some other big news, we can do that as well, but we'll probably lean into reactions in some of the topics of conversation from that interview with General Flynn. Now, what are my takeaways? It's very important to know our history. So when we talk about the potentials of a White House administration that is not elected, we have to realize that is a very real potential. And how the Democrats may go about this is kind of a mystery, but would they do it? Are they considering it? Absolutely. And I think that the bottom line realization is that we really have to understand the nature of what we're dealing with here. And really, in a way, these are absolutists when it comes to power. So they will absolutely do everything they can to stop Trump from getting into the White House. Now, maybe we can pull off a miracle. Maybe you can't have a too big to rig deal. Maybe enough has been done to ensure our elections coming up in 132 days. But we really won't know that moving forward until it happens. What we know is how corrupt the deep state is. What we know is what a threat Trump is to so much of their agenda in the long term and in the short term. Now, they have to make their own measurements. What happens if they do put Trump in jail? What happens if they do remove Joe Biden before the convention or at the convention? So they're scrambling behind the scenes trying to measure all this out themselves. But this is the reality that we face. And, you know, the one thing that has remained consistent here, which I think does affect people differently and may even turn some people off, but that's what happens. The truth hurts. It's the sense of urgency that we've had here at InfoWars. And it's that sense of urgency, and it's the presentation of the information and the reality of our circumstances as American citizens right now that is truly such a threat, and why we have to be shut down. Because we bring that sense of urgency, we bring that reality to the forefront. I mean, can you imagine if it's the fourth quarter of a NBA Game 7 in the finals, and there's 30 seconds left on the clock, and the team is kind of laughing and humdrumming around, and what do you need? No, you need Michael Jordan in your face saying, hey, we got to win this game. Here's what we're going to do. Get ready. Get focused. Let's go. Might be a little mean. Might be a little obtuse. But you need that sense of urgency. And so that's kind of the role InfoWars has played. That's the role Alex Jones has played. And it's funny watching the documentary, The Last Dance, about the Bulls and Michael Jordan, how relatable and parallel it is to really what we've done here at InfoWars. And that might sound crazy to people listening in the audience, but trust me, it's the parallels are more real than you realize, than you could even imagine. But that's why they have to shut this place down. Because look, hey, I get along with everybody, to each their own, whatever. I knew that this is where I wanted to launch a show, because I have that sense of urgency, because I have that grip of reality, because I understand the times I'm living in, and I want my audience to understand it as well and be right there with me, and you are. But look, most people in the media are still humdrumming around. Most people in the media are still kind of looking around, scratching their head, just going through the normalcy of it all. But it is changing. Same thing with members of Congress, Republicans in Congress. Never had that sense of urgency, never had that sense of reality. But you notice it's starting to churn now. It's starting to churn now. It's starting to catch up. The reality is starting to sink in. The sense of urgency is starting to hit. Is it too little, too late? And will whatever happens in 2024 be the ultimate push for people to realize?
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz. We know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support.
The InfoWar. Go to InfoWarStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
Censorship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, we are taking calls in response to the General Flynn interview. Or if you want to talk about Julian Assange, we'll talk about those two topics on the phone lines. Those will go to the top, but we can take calls on anything, really. But those are going to be the things I'm most interested in. Again, I just want to implore the audience with this before we go to the phone lines. This isn't a going out of business announcement or a going out of business sale, but I'm treating this like this could be the last time for you to get, could be the last time for me to get my favorite products and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you have a product that you really like out there, a supplement you really like out there, that's really, there's nothing else like it on the market, like a nascent triiodine, like a DNA Force Plus for telomere support, now's the time to get it at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, both of those products, where there's really nothing else like it on the market. DNA Force Plus and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, both 40% off, both 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales while they are live and while InfoWarsStore.com is live. All right, powerful hour there with General Mike Flynn. It's about as high level as you can get with intelligence, geopolitics, and you just heard it all. Could talk with hours with General Flynn. We appreciate his time he has very little free time to do interviews, and where he was at right now, it's actually a very late hour. So we really appreciate him coming on with us. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. And by the way, because I continue to get the questions. Again, I'm moving forward, fulfilling my duties here. The fate of InfoWars, the future of InfoWars. I'm planning on being here Thursday covering the debate. We got a couple big guests Thursday as well. Before the debate, the whole crew is going to be up here. It's going to be a big night. It's going to be a big night at InfoWars Thursday. With God's grace, we'll be here. With the devil's grace, we'll be shut down. And then I'm really excited to do a veterans call-in show as we traditionally do last Friday of the month. Could be the last one. I don't know. So just as I continue to get the incomings talking about the future, I just will continue to say the same thing. I'm going to fulfill my duties here at InfoWars until there's no more duties left to fulfill. I'm gonna do this show. And I hope that the crew and the audience and everybody can be here on Thursday night to cover the debate. So just want to get that out of the way because Thursday is going to be awesome, and I hope we can all be here together for it. All right, let's go to the phone lines now, and let's go to Jay in Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Owen.
Howdy.
The Expendables. Let's make a movie, but let's put a real cast together of top minds, such as Alex and General Flynn and any of his good buddies that are in the military that don't wear dresses, and some Mickey Rourke with his and Stallone with the new with the new movie theater that movie, not Hollywood, but it's, you know, anyways, put a movie together at, with what's going on for real, and show it to the public, and put together a list of people that need to be gone, set up a Bitcoin account where money can be put in and sent out to people that when heads are rolling, and get rid of these tons of guns. Or put them in Guantanamo. We need, you know, all I know is I'm not prepared to die, and these people, that they got it in for us, and they got to go. Got to get rid of them. But true expendables, people that are real patriots, put them together, some of the brighter minds of people that recognize the New World Order and the military-industrial complex is coming for us. Even invite Putin in, you know, and even Kim Jong-un.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me try to respond to this. And thank you for the call, Jay. Let me try to respond to this. First of all, and again, this is not meant as an attack. I'm just doing political commentary here, telling it like it is, play-by-play for American politics. Most conservatives that have a big platform or a big voice are far too comfortable. They make millions of dollars. They have nice, big, fancy lifestyles, people that cater to their every needs. And so they don't have the sense of urgency. They haven't really fallen under attack. And so they might talk about it, but it's still not real to them. It's kind of like somebody doing color commentary for a sport, MMA, hockey, football, whatever, that's never actually played the game. So, you know, you can just tell, yeah, you don't really fully get it. Like, you can see what's going on and talk about it, but you've never actually been on the field, have you? So, it's kind of like that. And so what you're talking about requires people to be out of their comfort zone. What you're talking about requires more people to have to hit that barbed wire and be forced into the trenches to kind of have that coalescence of ideas and leadership. And it is happening in a way right now. There's no doubt about that. But it's kind of a race against time. And I think what you're going to see, and you're already starting to see it, as the Democrats continue to arrest more people that have big profiles like Steve Bannon, and as they continue to sue people that have big platforms and big voices that I'm not going to mention, but there's a big lawsuit ongoing right now. They're trying to shut down about 10 other big names and big networks, just like they did to Alex Jones and InfoWars. So they're running the exact same gambit on about 10 other people. It's happening right now. And so that's really what it's going to take. And so we're just kind of the wild guys here, our crew, our audience, that kind of just saw the battle forming and voluntarily hopped into the trenches to be a part of this. But everybody's going to be forced into it eventually. And you can't really drag people into it. You can't really convince them that they need to be in it. Why would they when they see what's going on? But eventually you're going to reach that point. The question is, it's a race against time. Is it going to be too little too late? All right, let's go to Lacey in Florida. Lacey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. So actually, I obviously agree with Mike Flynn that the judge is going to throw him in jail. But it hit me for the first time. If they put Trump in jail, he's no longer going to be able to campaign. And so I really started thinking about it. And what is going to happen? How are they going to punish him if one of his phone calls gets recorded and goes out on the internet? Are they going to put him in solitary? Are they going to throw him in the hole because he's trying to communicate with the public? So great interview with Mike Flynn, by the way.
Well, thank you. Let me explain what you're looking at here, because this is a very complex situation and it's different from my situation in multiple ways. Trump is going to have Secret Service protection. In fact, and I don't know all the ins and outs, just based off of what I read and what other former Secret Service agents have talked about, but they are increasing Trump's secret security right now. And the way protocols go, the way the flow of power here goes, wherever Trump goes, whatever building he is in, the Secret Service takes over. They are the top security immediately. So whatever jail they potentially send Trump to, Secret Service now takes over the security protocols of that jail. Now, again, what that would look like, I can really only speculate, but my guess is you're going to have Secret Service on guard. And, I mean, I don't know, maybe they put one in a cell with him. Maybe they have them outside the cell. I would be shocked if they even let Trump out in general at all. And really, he'll have no control over that. Maybe if it's Secret Service decision to do that instead of the warden at the prison, maybe he could say, hey, look, you know, let me out. I want to be with the general. But I would say there's no way they let Trump in with general population. The Secret Service is not going to want that for obvious reasons. And the prison might not want that either for reasons of their own. So Trump will probably be in we'll call it solitary or a special housing unit, but it's likely he will not be in general. He will likely be in his own cell. Now, access to the phone, that's a whole different issue. And yes, every phone call he makes will be recorded. Now, as far as people releasing that to the public, that's a whole nother story and maybe a strategy he'll have to think about himself. So that's my best analysis of the situations that you just laid out.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm definitely going to keep praying for the president's safety as well as I pray for InfoWars every day, try to keep you guys in God's grace.
Thank you very much, Lacey. And every day we're on air, we're in God's grace. You know Satan wants us down. So hopefully we'll have at least some time left in God's graces here. But he'll protect us beyond. Let's go to Dylan in Missouri. Dylan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me, Owen?
Yes.
Hey, I just want to plug that body. I'm about 29 and just started getting back into work and working out. And I started playing basketball. And, man, the day after that, my body was sore as hell. So I went ahead and picked that up off your website. Every Sunday, I've been eating it almost every other day now. But I wanted to get into this Michael, the Flynn situation. That was a great interview. How do we know Trump's going to do what he says when he gets in the White House? And how do we know he's going to be serious about taking on everybody that needs to be cleared out? It's not another 4 years of getting hung up and going through the courts and everything.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking here. Are you saying Trump, if he gets in, is going to do what?
Say that again.
I'm just not really clear on what you're asking. You're insinuating that Trump is going to get in and then do what?
What I'm worried about is him picking the wrong people again. I want to know is he gonna go ahead and just start cleaning out the swamp, or do you think he's just gonna pick?
Well, look, you're dealing in potentials and futures here that it's really just impossible to speculate. I would say the first opportunity for an answer that you might get on that is who he chooses for vice president. I think that'll give you kind of your first idea if your concerns are going to be major with that moving forward or not.
Okay.
So if he chooses like a Tim Scott or a Marco Rubio, I'd be concerned. If he chooses a Vivek Ramaswamy or a Doug Burgum, I'd feel really good. I'd be all right with a J.D. Vance. Ben Carson would be good, but forget about speculating who it might be. I think that decision will give you a better idea of what to expect moving forward.
What was that one guy? There's one guy you left out, and you brought him up, Byron Donald. Man, I really hope you choose Byron Donald.
That would be out of nowhere at this point. His name doesn't even seem to be in the picture. Now, Trump could pull it out of left field and throw that knuckleball out of nowhere, but it seems like Donald's is not really in the running.
And look, if I'm Trump, I'm looking as strategically as possible. So again, I don't know what he values the most. If he values having as much support in Congress as possible, then he's not going to pull someone out of Congress to be his VP. And of course, that would be Donald's. That would be Vance.
All right, Owen. I appreciate it. I'm going to keep listening to you, brother. Keep doing the Lord's work. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Scott in Maryland. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? I just want to talk about the election. We all know Trump's going to win by a landslide. We know all that. Do we have anything in place to combat all this election fraud that we've seen in 2020? I mean, do we got anything in place? Because we know they're going to try it again, most likely. Do you know of anything in place to try to combat this?
Yeah, let me give you the best answer from my knowledge, and this is all publicly available information. I'm not saying I have any behind-the-scenes exclusive stuff. This is all publicly available that I've just done my own research, reading stories, listening to interviews, and listening to the new RNC leadership and everything they've done. The simple answer is yes. Now, is it enough? Are there different angles that they might not anticipate? Of course. But let me tell you what I can tell. Let me tell you what I know has been done. With the new RNC leadership and hundreds of lawyers, by the way, hundreds of lawyers involved in this. Some have big high-profile names, very public. Some are just working at the local level behind the scenes and with local jurisdictions. But what has been done is there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, of poll watchers that have been hired by the RNC. Now, that also includes hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers who they also plan on having at polling locations. So there is a strategy as far as poll watchers and lawyers on the scene to make sure no shenanigans go down. And I would hope that there's enough common sense here that to take what we learned in 2020 of all the shenanigans they pulled, delivering hundreds of thousands of ballots in the middle of the night with mail trucks, pulling out secret boxes of ballots from underneath the tabulation tables, running ballots 3, 4, 5 times in the major blue metropolitan areas, all the mail-in ballots with the drop boxes. I would hope that they've seen that and say, okay, this is where we need to address it and move forward like that. Now, there's obviously a real impact here because the media, leftist talk shows, cable news networks, leftist publications, deep state voice boxes have printed and talked hundreds of times about how panicked they are about all these poll watchers. And they say, oh, they've hired rogue agents. They've hired vigilantes as poll watchers. So there's obviously some impact there because they're panicked over it. There has also been talk that they have cybersecurity experts that are making sure the machines cannot be tampered with, cannot connect to the internet, and that they're isolated and localized at the polling location. So that's all publicly available information. That's for me just doing hours or tens of hours of research on this. I'm not trying to convince you that it's going to maintain the integrity of the election. I'm just answering your question as to what's been done. That's what's been done.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better anyhow. I appreciate that.
All right, Scott. Thank you for the call. So, again, this is all just publicly available stuff. I'm not claiming it have any behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm not telling you that everything is going to be above board. I would anticipate all kinds of shenanigans from the Democrats. Of course, just what we talked about with Flynn. I'm just telling you, this is all the steps they've taken. The majority of Republicans believe the 2020 election was stolen and are responding accordingly, at least in the different measurements that I've just talked about. Let's go to Andy in Kansas. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good talking to you again. I was just wanting to bring up a point I thought of. I think they're really going to determine what their strategy is going to be after this debate because you don't know who we're going to get. Are we going to get, like, the angry Walter guy with the Jeff Dunham puppet out there? Or have they perfected the cocktail of drugs that they have him on?
You're talking about Biden. You're talking about Biden, right?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, look, yeah, they got him jacked up for 7 straight days. So what is debate prep really? Oh, he's going to pretend to be in a debate. He's going to have some guy up there pretending to be Trump, all this stuff. Give me a break. He's going to get all the questions in advance. All of his answers are already going to be scripted out.
So, you know, what do you really need for debate prep? It's like getting the exam before the exam. You just go and memorize the whole thing. So I would say they're probably trying to work with whatever cocktails, whatever, you know, medications or anything else that they can to try to get them on that perfect level right now.
Well, I heard old Hitlery came on the air earlier, and she said something about, well, of course he needs 7 days to prepare for debate. He's the president. He needs a very busy man. I didn't have that pressure, so I got to prepare.
What? She said that?
Yeah.
Hillary said this.
I think it was on Hannity. I think it was on a clip on Hannity that he played. I was driving in the car because I can't listen to you guys in it.
You know, I tend to ignore anything Hillary says these days because it's the same reason why I don't like to eat someone else's vomit. But I don't know. Maybe we can try to find that. That is ridiculous. He's the president, so he needs more time. He's the president, so he should probably be the president. Plus, he's the president, so he should probably be prepared for a debate just because he's the president every day. So, wow, Hillary Clinton running cover for Biden. That's unbelievable. Now, you know that bitch is so bitter that they stole the election so obviously for Joe Biden but didn't do the same to her. So for her coming to Biden's defense tells me that they're letting her know that maybe there's a way for her to get the foot in the door here.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not saying exactly what she said, but she did say something to the effect of that he needed 7 free days to prepare because he was under so much pressure the rest of the
year
to be president.
I have never heard of any candidate, president or not, needing 7 straight days of going into hiding to prepare for a debate. Never heard of it.
So, I mean,
what is this like? What is this like? The Batman going to study martial arts in the top of the mountains in Europe? I mean, what the hell? Give me a break.
I mean, I got a kind of a funny theory. I think they might be, you know, if they actually get Biden out as a Dem, I'm thinking they might float RFK Jr. in there as the Democratic nominee.
You know, I considered that. I considered that, and I thought about that. But here's kind of where I ultimately realized that there's no way. And thank you for the call, Andy. The same reason they can't have RFK Jr. on the debate stage is the same reason why they cannot have him as the Democrat Party nominee. Because he is a threat. He is actually a threat to the Democrat Party itself. But, you know, we tend to forget this, but it's so obvious. RFK Jr. is probably the biggest anti-Big Pharma candidate in this race. He's definitely the biggest anti-vax candidate. And he's definitely the biggest anti-pharma candidate. He and his running mate, Nicole Shanahan. So do you really think that they want him to talk about vaccine injuries? Do you really think they want him to do harm to the big pharmaceutical industry and the pharmaceutical industrial complex? No way, no chance, no how. It's never going to happen. And so that's kind of where I think the rubber meets the road here. Even if they thought they had a better chance of winning the White House with RFK Jr., they don't control RFK Jr. Yes, he has some leftist policies, but they don't control him, and he's against a lot of the corruption in D.C., so there's no way. If they wanted him, they would have chosen him. They don't want him. They want Hillary. They want Biden. They want Obama. They want somebody that's totally corrupt and controllable and part of the deep state.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So, yes, Hillary Clinton is writing stories for the New York Times about how important it is for Biden to take this week to prepare. Ah, yes. The President of the United States needs a week to prepare for a 90-minute debate. You know, obviously Joe Biden is not a very good debater, so he might need a little practice. But, you know, it's like, shouldn't you be ready for a debate because you're the president? Like, shouldn't you already know all the issues and know all your policy stances and all the geopolitics? I mean, shouldn't you just inherently know all that because you're the president? It's kind of like if somebody said, hey, Owen, will you go do this debate with me? I'd say, yeah, sure. And I'd be able to do it. I wouldn't need to prep at all because my whole life is prep. It's like, isn't Biden's job prep? Hillary Clinton protected Joe Biden. I just can't even. Excuse me. This is hilarious. From the Washington Post. It's hot one place. It's cold somewhere else. The scariest thing about climate change, global cooling. We've been accidentally cooling the planet. Humans' fossil fuel burning has cooled the planet while warming it. This is a quote. Oh, I just hopped in the ocean and it made me dry. I just got in the sauna and I'm freezing. These are your next headlines from the Washington Post. I tell you. Now, we've actually interviewed a bunch of experts on InfoWars that said it's actually been in a cooling phase. The Earth has actually been in a cooling phase when, but all we have is a tiny little fraction of data. You can't make any assumptions off of this. But if you go off the actual little fraction of data, the Earth has actually been cooling. But so I guess now they finally looked at the science. But we've been saying global warming's, but the science actually says it's cooling. So what do we do?
Oh, I got it.
They're sitting in a boardroom. They're sitting in an editor's meeting. Guys, we've been saying global warming, but it turns out it's cooling. So what should we do?
I know.
Tell them that we've cooled the planet while warming it.
Yes, brilliant. Print it. Take it to the press.
We've been cooling the planet while warming it. That is the Washington Post on climate change today. Magic stuff. Absolutely magic. All the glaciers will be melted. They've expanded. And it's hot in the summer, guys. I know, breaking news. It's hot in the summer. Who could have predicted that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and let's go to June in Arizona. June, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy there, Owen. Yeah, I've got a conspiracy theory for you that I just, after listening to your great interview with General Flynn, I'm going to test your memory. Do you remember what happened on October 5th, 2020 with the President Trump at the time?
October 5th, 2020. Enlighten me.
Exactly a month before the election. Okay. He was hospitalized for COVID.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
by the way, my great crew said that in my ear. So my crew is on it. Go ahead.
Good. All right. Well, I started putting this thing together and my computer blew up on me. But anyway, I'm thinking this is Trump is compromised, obviously. He's got to be. So I think this is just part of the play playing out again with the jail sentence coming up in July, right? Okay. Exactly.
Well,
the
now hold
same
on a second.
Thing.
No. I'm not going to go with this premise. What do you mean Trump is obviously compromised? How do you say he's obviously compromised?
Well, I think they killed his ex-wife, for number one. He's probably got all kinds of people threatening to kill his kids. God only knows what's going on.
So we went from he's obviously compromised to God only knows. All right, so I'm glad we've clarified that.
Okay, well, my mind goes in all kinds of directions. But anyway, I think the whole thing with the COVID thing, he didn't need to be hospitalized. He went out in an SUV, driving around, showing everybody he was at the hospital. I don't think he was at that hospital. If he was, it was all for theater. That's what I'm trying to say. It's all
okay.
Theater.
So what is this? So what's the relevance of this?
I think they're going to do the same thing with the jail. If they put him in jail, it's going to be a phony thing. He's not going to really be in jail.
Okay, so when they have images of him in the jail and videos of him in the jail and what? Okay. All right, well, we'll see, June. I disagree with the premise, but I thank you for the call. Let's go to Atara in Kentucky. Atara, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me good?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm from Twitter. Hey, everybody. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about you and Flynn's conversation. I was playing Super Mario and was listening here and there, and, you know, I heard him say something
okay,
about...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What? Look, I'm a little distracted. You're from Twitter, like it's some sort of a nation, and you said you were playing Super Mario?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was listening to y'all while I was anyway, yeah, it's a nation, you know, we're there, all of us. Anyway, Twitter X. But yeah, I was listening to y'all while I was playing the game, and, you know, I heard him say some interesting things. He was talking about, you know, he thinks they could bring back Hillary. I think that's definitely something that's probably going to be coming down the pipe there. And he was talking about an unelected White House. I could see that, too. You know, I basically think, and then y'all were talking about them stealing the election and all that. I basically think they are going to rain hell on America between now and the election, like to where things are going to be so bad that when Trump does win the presidency, it won't even matter. Like, they're going to do every bad thing they're going to do to us now, is what I think, from watching everything and all the analysis.
You know, you certainly feel like we haven't seen the worst of it as far as the chaos that is going to be created before the election. They have all kinds of cards that they could play. I think General Flynn laid out some very important ones. I do not think they'll do another pandemic. If they were going to, I think they would do that by now. But certainly that's an option. There could be maybe a big cyber attack, but those happen every day. But I guess they could do a big one and say we need to shut things down. They could have some big weather disaster. Maybe it's man-made, man-manipulated, a weather weapon. I don't know. Maybe something organic happens and they just blow it way out of proportion and run some other things over here and then just blame it on a weather event. But yeah, I think we can certainly expect chaos in the next 132 days.
You know, we've been listening to all these warnings of all this catastrophic event supposed to be coming. You know, the elitists have told us about this massive cyber attack. It still hasn't happened yet. It would be very beneficial for them if it happened before the election. Like I said, it wouldn't matter who the president was then because they could crash it all. And if you look, everything going on with the BRICS and all this, and we just had that, I don't know if it was confirmed or not, that thing with a ransomware attack on the Federal Reserve. Like, I don't know. But
well, then there were a bunch of car companies that had a cyber attack. They had to go back to, like, writing out records and stuff. Like I said, there's cyber attacks all the time. All right, we're about to go to our final break here. By the way, what version of Super Mario's were you playing?
I was playing Super Mario 3.
On Super Nintendo?
Can I shut out my handle? Super Nintendo. Well, no, it wasn't the actual Super Nintendo. It was on this little thing my son got me from Mother's Day.
Wow. Well, let me just say, I highly encourage, if you're going to play video games, definitely have the InfoWars War Room playing behind you while you're playing the video games. Or go to alexjonesgame.com and play Alex's game.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Hey, let me start by saying you do a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, let me point out that I took X2 iodine. I started taking that stuff. The best iodine I think I ever found is what you guys are selling.
When did you start taking it?
About 4 years ago, I had high blood pressure, and I was on blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I started eating a little better, but my blood pressure stayed high. And when I took X2 iodine, after about 3 or 4 weeks, I think my body detoxified of a bunch of metals and stuff that my body was storing. And my blood pressure came down to perfect level. And I tell people, the only thing I did was X2 iodine. And even though I do think all your other products are good, I recommend to anybody that they start with X2 iodine, because it detoxifies your body and kind of kicks your natural DNA into full force. So in my life, I found X2 iodine the best. I tried other iodines and they didn't have the same effect. But so X2 iodine, I really wanted to point that out.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Prefer AlexJonesGame.com, but we're loyalists like that. All right, let's finish off the show with a couple more calls. Let's go to Lou in Nebraska. Lou, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. It's so good to talk to you. I really enjoyed that interview with you and Flynn. I need to talk to you about something very important when it comes to that debate. You know, we keep saying red wave, we're going to have the red wave. Oh, he's going to screw up so bad in the debate. He's not going to screw up bad in the debate, and I'll tell you why. They have a mock debate stage identical to what we're going to see on CNN, and they're videotaping his responses to every question that's going to be asked, and they've taken a week to get an hour's worth of questions videotaped. They're going to have polished answers that they're going to air for the public after the live question is asked. And Trump's going to sit there responding to the numbnut response that he's going to get, and he's going to look unhinged responding to polished answers that Biden.
All right, now hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me try to better understand what you're getting at here, because I think when you first broke into your explanation here, I was right along for the ride with you. I think that's a very, very plausible scenario that they have him in on a mock debate stage with the mock questions and really just making him go through it 30 times, 40 times before the actual thing. But now, are you insinuating that they're going to record him and play the recorded answers and not actually air it live when Biden is speaking? Is that what you're saying?
That's why there's no audience. They're going to record a polished answer that they're videotaping as we speak.
Well, I would say that that's not impossible, but I've worked in live television. I've worked in live TV trucks and engineered it. And let me just say that to pull that off without errors would be extremely difficult. I mean, not impossible, but I mean extremely difficult.
I was a television news anchor. That was my major in college. And I know that you can responses, and you're airing. The CNN audience is going to be viewing the responses that they can just play the video response.
Yes, but you still have Trump on the stage. Now, I understand they can control his mic and his camera, but to splice in and out of live and tape footage with perfect timing like that, I just tell you that. I would say it's very unlikely they're going to do that. I would just say that.
I'll tell you, it's possible, and I'm telling you, that's their only way to make him look decent in that debate. Is to, they, remember when he did that recent thing where there was 14 cuts, in an 11-second video. They're going to have to polish it so well where there's no cut, but they're going to play the recorded responses to the CNN viewing audience.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that there's no way they're going to do that because it is possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying. The difficulty to pull that off without being noticed would be damn near impossible. And, of course, Trump's people and Trump will eventually figure it out, and they'll say, here was the real deal, and then here was what they aired. So I definitely think that they're probably rehearsing everything right now with Biden. But as far as getting ready to air recorded footage during it, I think that is probably a 0% chance. But we're getting creative here, Lou, and so for that we appreciate the call. Let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I wanted to remind you of the push-up contest you did years ago with Alex's kid. I still remember that, and I'm very grateful for it.
I won that competition, but yep.
Yeah, and anyway.
There was no cheating. I won fair and square.
Yeah, I was so impressed. I could hardly believe I couldn't believe my eyes.
Do hundreds. It's not a big deal, but you know, it's fine. Let's not show off.
Anyway, I've got kind of a sad theory on Julian Assange, and it's really really sad. And my think is that he's basically dying.
Well, they did say he's having heart problems, and it's been said that he was forced to take a vaccine while he was in prison as well.
Yeah, and they don't want him to die in the Belmarsh prison, I guess. So they're sending him back to Australia. So
get their conviction rate with the plea deal. He gets to spend some time with his family. Let's hope that he's in a good enough health to live out some of his life here, but yeah, I suppose that could be a reality.
Anyway, I just love your show, and I love you, and thank you for letting me talk a little bit.
All right, Tim, thank you for the call. This is, there's so many InfoWars classics, and we're just so forward-thinking people here that we don't really, archive this stuff and come back to it. We do have an archivist that finds all kinds of great stuff from Alex over the years. There's a leg drop. Boom, elbow drop. This was preliminaries to the push-up contest, by the way. It's like when they do shut down this epic mothership of information and truth, this legendary journey, I think the audience is going to need to just pepper in your favorites, just pepper in all those things on X on your social media accounts and just remember all the epic times we've had here. I know I'll be digging through some of that. All right, let's go to Josh in New Hampshire. This was brought up earlier, the hacking of the Federal Reserve. Josh, go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Hey, how we doing? Just want to start off by saying thank you guys for everything you do. Definitely helped me in my life to greater awaken since 2017 onward. Just wanted to see if you knew anything about that, the LockBit hacking of the Federal Reserve. Is that something Fed on Fed, or is that just controlled opposition to kind of force us into CBDCs, thinking that they're more secure than something like the Federal Reserve?
I would say a synthetic false flag hacking of the Federal Reserve is definitely a real thing to bring in the central bank digital currency. Absolutely. As far as this one was concerned, who knows? It could be a test run. It could be organic. The fact they didn't make a big deal of it makes me think that it probably was organic. But yeah, I mean, when you talk about the agenda of the central bank digital currency or a global currency, well, they're going to have to do something to convince you that the Federal Reserve, system crashed, or, you know, your dollar crashed, and so it needs to be replaced or whatever. But it's going to be great because we're going to cancel your debt or your credit and all this other garbage. So that's probably how they would roll something like that out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like, how are they going to get you to take a vaccine? Well, you need to be afraid of this virus. Oh, okay.
Right. Well, I see. I live in the pacified Northeast, first to be pacified during the settling of the West. So most people took it for a little chip of $150, but they didn't understand the severity of it. That leads me to my other question. I was wondering if you had any opinions as to where would be a good spot to start a movement. I've been thinking our local news station building, or maybe town hall, or the state capitol building, somewhere where we can get our voices heard and awaken our public officials here, because I know that they all just seem to be controlled.
You know what? Look, there's no perfect answer. And the truth is, the fact that you're asking the question, it means you're already on the right path. And so I get this question all the time. I don't know what the answer is for you. The fact you're asking means you're searching. So for me, it was obvious. I was in media. I'd been in broadcasting and journalism since high school. I mean, really even before that. So for me, it was obvious. You're in journalism. You're in broadcasting. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be different for everybody. But the fact that you're asking says that you're looking for the answer. So my guess is you'll find it. But I don't have the answer for everybody. It's going to be different for everybody. All right, let's squeeze in one more quick caller. Alex in Michigan, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I know I'm the tail gunner here, so I'll keep it quick, man. I'm in my garage. I just talked to you last week, a week or two ago. Got my pump going on, Nitric Boost, Brain Force Ultra. And the main thing I was going to say is just in response to one of the previous callers was, they asked what we're doing to secure our elections. Steven Crowder, he's affiliated with Alex Jones. You can go to jonescrowder.com, join up for the Mug Club. They put together a whole team. They did a fundraiser. They raised millions of dollars to have people that will go to the swing states as poll watchers undercover. And then also they're going to have real live analytics, real numbers coming in during the election, mm-hmm. not having to rely on.
All right, we're out of time. Alex, I'm so glad you made that call. The simple answer is, folks, people say, oh, they've done nothing since 2020. That is just inaccurate. There's a lot of things that have been done. I'm not saying that guarantees anything. I'm just here to tell you the truth. Things have been done. All right, that does it for today's InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
All right, folks, Brain Force Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was Brain Force Plus, which is the capsule version of Brain Force Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than Brain Force Plus. But the first time I ever took Brain Force Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So Brain Force Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than Brain Force Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy Brain Force Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, Brain Force Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get Brain Force Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Brain Force Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.